Our reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David and his companions did when they were hungry, how he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Temperance Brennan is a main character in a currently popular television show. Her role is as a forensic anthropologist who works with the FBI to solve crimes. Tempe, as her friends call her, is a pure scientist. Her framework is only empirical data, laws of genetics, observable cellular structure, etc., etc. Thus, her nickname, Bones, mirrors not only her role as anthropologist, but her conviction of placing trust only in the truth, which can be proven and measured. Today's passage from Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 8, brings Tempe to mind. Fact, it is the Sabbath. Fact, there is wheat in the field. Fact, the law says, do not pick. Fact, Jesus' disciples are picking grain. Fact, disciples are breaking the law. These facts are the bare bones, and our Pharisees in verse 2 are only observing the facts, the observable, measurable data. Jesus adds another dimension, another fact, not as easily measurable or observable, a fact nonetheless. These men are hungry. Hunger jeopardizes life. Wheat exists to feed. Living persons, alive persons, fill the temple. Without them, it is empty. Perhaps Jesus is saying, yes, there are laws, rules, and structures. There are parameters around what we know and around what we identify in our common experience, all for the common good. But these only exist as frameworks, as the bones of the matter, to stay alive, to procure and keep meaning. There has to be more. The heart of the matter, there has to be love and mercy, always at the core. Too many times, we can take on the role of our Pharisees in today's verse 2, convinced that the rules trump the human need. So sure our own careful observance of these rules translates into deserving and personal worthiness, allowing self-righteousness to replace the authentic grace of righteousness. We can choose to keep our eyes, minds, strength, and souls focused on the heart of the matter, the love of God manifest in mercy. We can choose mercy always, whatever the rule or standard surrounding a circumstance or situation. We can and do place our trust in the measurable, observable, proven truth of the love of God made manifest in Christ, our Word made flesh. This Christ, now measured through our actions, yours and mine. Let's make no bones about it.